There, boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. We hope you've had a good week since we met last week on the Bible Club. We're so glad for our radio friends. And I want to tell you how much we appreciate the letters that we get from grown-ups who write to the Children's Bible Club. Some tell us that they use this Bible Club sometimes to get the message of the gospel to boys and girls in their neighborhood. Some say that they just enjoy listening themselves. And also they've used our Bible Club booklets to give out to children, maybe in Sunday school classes for prizes or different things like that. So, besides the regular Bible Clubbers who write every week, we have a lot of good grown-up friends that love the Children's Bible Club, too, and we surely appreciate it. We'll look to get your letter this week.
Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or maybe you'd rather write an email. Good. Here's our email address. AuntCarolyn@childrensbibleclub.com. That's all lowercase letters and no spaces. That address is AuntCarolyn@childrensbibleclub.com.
In the armies of our Lord and King.
Saul had been a miserable failure as king. Every time he turned around, he seemed to be exalting himself instead of the Lord, until God had to finally take him down from the throne and anoint a new man to be the king. Who would God choose? Oh, who would God choose? Who would be big enough and mighty enough to be the new king of Israel? And God called Samuel to go down to Bethlehem and anoint a new king. He says, Jesse's got a son in all of his boys that I will have to be king. Well, Samuel was afraid to go because of the events of the past few days. But God said, oh, don't be afraid. Take a cow and go down for the sacrifice. And at the sacrifice, you can do the anointing and Saul won't bother you. Isn't it wonderful how God can work out every problem and every detail? We need not be afraid if we move at God's commands. So Samuel, obedient to the Lord, went down and called for the sacrifice and called Jesse and his sons to come. And they were sanctified and prepared their bodies and their clothing and all for the sacrifice. And then Samuel said, now I'm going to anoint one of these boys to be the new king of Israel. My, I imagine those seven sons stood there and their hearts fairly pounding out of their chests, wondering, will it be me? Will it be me? Will all of my brothers? Will father? Will the neighbors? Will everybody in the land have to bow down to me as king? And I imagine they were so excited they could hardly stay inside their skins. And the first one, tall, good-looking boy, came past Samuel. And Samuel thought, oh, this must surely be the one. But God whispered somehow in Samuel's ear. At least he let Samuel know the message that, Samuel, no, this is not the one. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Don't be fooled by all these good looks on the outside. I'm looking for a man whose heart is humble and who'll love and obey me. So the oldest passed by, and then Abinadab, and then Shema, and one by one, seven sons passed by Samuel, and God didn't put the finger on any of them. And Samuel was puzzled. He said, well, Jesse, is this all your boys? You wonder if Samuel thought he made a mistake and didn't get the message clear from God. Is this all your boys, Jesse? Well, no, I do have a younger boy, the youngest of all, David, but he's out in the shepherd's field taking care of the flock today. Well, I say, you mean Jesse didn't even call him when the rest of the boys were called for the sacrifice? Samuel said, well, go get him, send word and send for him. Say, I can't even sit down till that boy comes, till we finish. Oh, what a quality in Samuel, God's man. He wouldn't quit, he wouldn't turn sideways, he wouldn't rest until he'd finished the job that God sent him to do. Oh, I know God would love to have that quality of finishing and sticking to the job in all of the Bible clubbers that he found in Samuel. So, pretty soon, lippity-cut, here came David. Oh, you didn't have to wait for him to drag along. No, sir, when Father sent for David, you knew it wouldn't be but a few minutes before he'd be there. I imagine he fairly ran all the way in from the fields. And here he came, you know, a big old homemade crook in one hand and a hand-carved lyre-like harp in the other and a slingshot stuffed in his waistband and face red from running and from being in the hot sun and wind all day. He sure didn't look like a likely feller to be a king now, did he? But when he stood before Samuel, God said, Samuel, there's your man. And I wonder what David felt like when Samuel lifted that horn of oil and poured it on his head, and it ran streaming down all the sides of his head and down on his clothes. And at that moment, David realized God had called him to do a special job, to be the king, the leader of God's people. Oh, I'm sure it must have been a thrill, But knowing David, I know it humbled his heart, and he stood in fear and trembling before the Lord. Well, all was not glory immediately, 'cause he didn't go right straight to the throne that very day. No, he had some more training. He had to go back in the shepherd's field and work longer and go through some hard, trying experiences and days. But let me tell you, God knew his man. God knew David would stand the test. You know how I know? 'Cause David was faithful in the jobs Dad gave him to do every day. And it wasn't long before poor old King Saul was in such a fix 'cause the Spirit of the Lord departed from him, and pretty soon an evil spirit came, and he was just like a crazy man out of his head. And when he'd get in such a fix, they wanted some good music. And who should they send for but David? Why, who'd have dreamed that old David out there keeping the sheep but practicing every spare moment he could on that harp would soon realize that that very harp and talent that he had would take him into the throne room. Oh, say, boys and girls, if you could learn to be faithful every day in the task God gives you to do. Does God give you a chance to take piano lessons or trumpet lessons or other musical instrument, and Mama has to beg you and harp at you all day to practice? Ought not so to be. You ought to be dependable and practice every day like God wants you to practice. And then other spare moments he spent using that slingshot until he was a crack with that thing. And you know how God used that. Say, listen, don't wait for some great, big, glorious something to happen to you. Be faithful in the job God's given you today. Homework, helping with the dishes, sweeping the porch, feeding the dog, practicing your music. Be faithful in every task. First of all, give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then dedicate your life to Him. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.